From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Julia Duba. First Uruguay, now Jamaica. Last week, the Caribbean island became the Western Hemisphere's second country to make marijuana possession okay. As WLRN's America's editor, Tim Padgett, reports, this could be a trend.
Ganja, as Jamaicans call marijuana, has long been part of their culture. The island's Rastafarian religious movement promotes it as a means of enlightenment. Still, marijuana has been illegal there. Now Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller says Jamaica will decriminalize small amounts of ganja, up to 57 grams, or 2 ounces. Simpson Miller's Justice Minister Mark Golding cited one big reason for the change. Too many Jamaican youths, he said, are receiving criminal convictions for minor marijuana possession or use. That in turn makes it harder for them to get jobs. Other Caribbean governments have made similar arguments. Jamaica also announced it would decriminalize medicinal marijuana if properly prescribed and usage for religious purposes. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.
State health officials are warning Floridians to protect themselves against mosquitoes. The biting bugs can carry debilitating diseases and pose an elevated threat to public health during the state's rainy season. Officials are urging people to drain water from their garbage cans and gutters and cover their skin by wearing shoes, socks, and long pants. Mosquito repellent is also encouraged. Health officials say residents should be aware of the mosquito-borne chikungunya virus, which has made its way to the Caribbean from Africa, Asia, and islands in the Indian Ocean. They say travelers to those regions could carry the virus back to the United States and infect local mosquito populations. The Florida Department of Public Health has confirmed at least 18 cases of imported chikungunya in the state. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Julia Duba, and now we say good morning to Paul Leary.